Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 52.
We're sharing with you about patience. It's like, oh God, I want patience, and I want it right now. And obviously, patience doesn't come that way. It comes when you meditate on what is happening, what has happened, what will happen, but also the Word of God, prayer, supplication, and time then with God. In Hebrews chapter 10 is where we're going to begin with our scripture today. Hebrews 10, verse 35, the Word of God says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Boom, don't throw it away. Which has great recompense of reward. There's great reward if you will have patience and confidence in God. For we have need of patience. That's verse 36. We need patience. You have need of patience. Then after we have done the will of God, you might then receive the promise. So come on, hang in there. Keep confessing, keep saying, keep believing. Keep walking in the right direction. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. You know, a lot of people don't have patience about the coming of the Lord. When's Jesus going to come? When's Jesus going to come? And, you know, some fresh face comes across television or radio or a conference and says, I know exactly when Jesus is coming. And all of a sudden, everybody floods in that direction and buy the books and the tapes and everything else, saying that we want to know when. And the Bible tells us that the Heavenly Father does know. But Jesus doesn't know. The angels don't know. And so they're going to know when the Father says, boom, time to go. Now, there are harbingers, which is a sign. There are signs. And those of you that drive, you know what I'm talking about. You know what a yield sign looks like. You know what a stop sign looks like. You know what information signs look like. And so we're having all kind of signs that the Lord is coming real soon. And a lot of us believe that it's going to be sooner than later. The way our world is going, the way people are going, and church is going, and individuals are happening, and war and warfare and tragedy upon the human race. We can't last much longer the direction that we're going, and so we believe that Jesus is coming soon. But my father believed that. He's been gone 23 years now. Lester Sumrall. My grandmother believed that. She died when she was about 86 and was born in the 1800s. Got saved, filled the Holy Spirit, raised a gaggle of kids, was in the home of my uncle and aunt, Leona, dad's sister and brother-in-law, Jim Murphy. And she talked about the coming of the Lord every single day. And you know what? One day, Jesus did come for her. And she was in her heavenly home. But the rest of us have to wait patiently for that day to come. So I pray that you're not getting ahead of yourself, because Jesus actually said this, occupy, take over, put down roots, be efficient, be necessary in the arena, in the place that you live. And so he said, get entrenched in the area that you're living in and live the life of a believer. Don't run and hide, but live the life of a vibrant believer. And so patiently, we're waiting. But every single day, we have our boots on, we have our helmet on, we have our spiritual weapons ready to fight against the enemy. And so the Bible says, you know what? For a little while, he's going to come, and we want to be ready. All right, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Hebrews 12 and 1 tells us that we are compassed about with a great cloud of heavenly witnesses. And that's just what a finished talking about in the last scripture. My grandmother is gone. My mom, Louise, Canadian, proud Canadian. My dad from New Orleans. My younger brother. And my uncle and aunt. I mean, so many are gone. And I'm sure of your family as well. They're gone. They're in heaven. The Bible says they just don't disappear into the clouds and do absolutely nothing. No, the Bible says there is a great cloud of witnesses who have already run their race. And so the writer of Hebrews said, all right, now let us then lay aside every weight, every encumbrance of sin that so easily besets you. You know, they actually make extra things to wear when you're training. And so you can put weight anklets around your ankles. And so they run, they jog, and they have weights for your hands and arms and I guess about every part of your body, I suppose. But anyway, you're not supposed to run the race, or the event with those things still on. Because they encumber you. They were only for training to make you stronger, to run faster when those weights are off of you. And so a lot of people are still wearing the weights. And I hope that's not one of you. One of the weights could be your past of what you have done. And you know you're forgiven, but your mind is telling you. And remember, the Bible tells us that the evil one, your archenemy, the devil, he brings things back into our memory. He reminds us and beats us over the head of what you have done. And you know that you're free. You know that you're liberated. You know that you're born again. But he's there just to remind you where you came from. And it's been said that when he reminds you of where you came from, you remind him of where it's going. And he said, in Jesus' name, you don't have a good future, but I do. You're going to be thrown in the bottomless pit, and I'm going to be around the throne of heaven, worshiping and praising and honoring God. Wow. And so we have the weights, the training weights, the extra weights to throw off so that we can run the race that is set before us. And what kind of race? It says, run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, you can't run a mile until you take the first step. You can't climb the staircase until you take the first step. You can't climb the ladder until you're on the first rung. And so it takes patience and faith to run the race that God has set before every single one of us. I want to thank you for being with me today on Table Talk. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.